Lake Effect brings you conversations about what's happening in Milwaukee and the people, places, and organizations that shape the community. This is Lake Effect Spotlight from WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
This Small Business Saturday, November 30th, there's a way to support Milwaukee's Black-owned businesses. It's called the Blackity Black Holiday Market, featuring more than 40 local entrepreneurs. WUWM's Mayan Silver spoke with the market's organizer, Tariq Moody. Moody is creative director of Hyphen, Milwaukee's digital-first Black music and culture platform. They were also joined by business owner Givenchy Hudnall-Vogel of Ghetto Mantras, a Black woman-run wellness brand.
Thank you so much both for being here, and we're here to talk about the Blackity Black Holiday Market. Tariq, I want to know, first of all, just starting with from scratch, the name Blackity Black, how did that come to you?
It just came to me. I mean, this is the third year we've been doing this. I mean, the whole goal was to create, you know, I realized that no one was doing anything really on Small Business Saturday, but I wanted to, you know, I see a lot of big markets, and I figured, like, why don't we do a big market for Small Business Saturday? So when we started with, like, little under 40. Last year, we got over 50 to 60, and we're still plus 40 this year. And the name is, like, just want to be a little swagger, bold. It's kind of like, let's call it Blackity Black Holiday Market. So I just remember seeing that on a post somewhere. Like, it was Black History Month. Someone posted, like, February, I'm black all year long, but in February, I'm Blackity Black. So just like,
we're going to do it. It's just going to be Blackity Black. And can you tell me a little bit about these 40 local businesses? There's going to be handmade crafts, art, fashion, skincare, specialty foods. Can you give me like a snapshot? You walk in to Turner Hall, what is it going to be like?
So like, I'll give you an example of what happened last year. We're going to try to do the same thing last year. So you come in, we had a food court kind of thing, you know, so you're shopping, you get hungry, you go to a mall, there's a food court line, and we have a food court too, but it featured all Black-owned food businesses. We also have a Black Santa, Black Elves, and just like, you know, in Black culture, we got to have music, right? So we got DJs from Hyphen, DJ Anthony and DJ Megan, who's two of our DJs on air, going to be DJing. We also have some performances that our partner Culture by Design is going to be working on. And we also gonna have resources. So not on businesses, there'll be resource tables just like last year. So people, you know, you'll be shopping, oh, what's this organization do? So we're going to also have that as well.
That's awesome. And of course it's happening, like you said, on Small Business Saturday. Can you tell me, what does this mean for small business entrepreneurs, for Black-owned businesses, things like that?
Well, you know, opening a business is tough, no matter what color you are. But it's tougher for Black-owned businesses in the country, especially even in Milwaukee. Well, less than 2% of the total business in Milwaukee is Black-owned, which is less than the national average. Puts Milwaukee as one of the lowest city for Black-owned businesses. And also, according to McKinsey report, there's a report out there about only about 4% of Black businesses stay open past 3.5 years compared to all businesses, 55%. So there's a lot of challenges being a small owner, business owner, but it's even more challenges, systemic challenges being a Black-owned business, including capital, access to loan, a lot of issues. And one of the biggest things that get a business out there is marketing, right? You know, that's the thing that most people will, like, not spend on, right? But that's the thing that also helps you get more customers, too. So it's a catch-22. And so we're a media outlet. Why don't we use our strength to not only have an opportunity for people to shop, but also bring awareness. There's a lot of businesses I didn't even know existed who signed up, right? So that's another thing. So it's very important, especially in Milwaukee, to just bring a light to this. And what better way to do it on Small Business Saturday and bring as many businesses as we can together.
And one of the businesses that's going to be there is Ghetto Mantra. Yeah. Ghetto Mantras. Givenchy, so I'm going to read a little bit of your bio on your website.
Wow.
Yeah. You're described as a bit of a math wizard.
I am.
With a long history in primary education.
Yes.
Upbeat and spirited and possibly described as sassy as a teenager, or God forbid, ghetto.
Uh-huh.
You grew up in Detroit and, quote, like many brown girls, she was bullied for her dark skin tone and often relegated to boxes much too small to fit her brilliance. What can you tell me about how this all went into starting Ghetto Mantras?
Ooh, I mean, that's just it. Everything went into starting Ghetto Mantras, just my whole upbringing, right? Like, I used to be teased so much. People say, you ghetto. And I would just say, oh, I hate that. I would hate. But then I realized that for me, ghetto is just, it's just my creativity. It's my color. It's who I am. And it's not a bad thing. It's my seasoning, right? Especially when you talk about a blackity black market, you know, in black culture. The best part about black food is the seasoning that we put on it. You know what I mean? And so that's how I see myself. That's what ghetto is for me now. It's my way of doing things. And so my whole upbringing led me to this moment to having Ghetto Mantras, which is a self-care brand that focuses on black women and using their language to help them get through their day or get through those moments that might be a little bit hard.
So what can you tell me a little bit about that self-care line? Like, what can people potentially expect to find at the Blackity Black Holiday Market, for instance?
So I'm really hoping whoever sees this comes to the Blackity Black Holiday Market, because this is my return from maternity leave. I have been on maternity leave for the better part of the year, and I'm coming back. But really what we have is a self-care package, right? And so the first item in there is a book of mantras. It's myself and about six other authors, and we write out daily anecdotes to help you through your day, no matter if it's up, down, left, right. Whatever it is, it's something in there to help you. We also have a crew neck, two crew necks. We have the pink one, which it says, sometimes you got to keep the love and light to yourself. And just for recent happenings in this country, sometimes as black women, we do have to keep the love and light to ourselves. And the second crew neck I have is a crew neck that I created to combat shame. And it's just a bunch of different sayings on there. So I hope whomever comes to check us out, is candles in the package, affirmation bracelets. It's just all kinds of things that you need just as little self-reminders to say, this is what I'm doing to make myself feel better or to get through my day.
I love that. And what does an experience like this type of holiday market, to showcase, you know, your business, but also a lot of other businesses with just kind of a creative kaleidoscope of products and services and things like that, what does it mean to you?
The Blackity Black Market is so special because of its purpose, right? It's meant to highlight black entrepreneurs. And kind of like what Tariq was saying, marketing is that number one thing. And so for Hyphen and Radio Milwaukee to take this platform and to give this to small black-owned businesses, it does mean a lot, because it's an audience that we potentially may have never reached. You know, you and I kind of had some conversation prior, and Milwaukee is now being one of my second homes. I don't know as many people, and you have to get out there into the community and if you want to kind of, you know, launch your business or make it known.
Is there anything that you're looking for? Like, are you in the market right now for lotion or for snack gifts or anything like that you're going to be looking for at the market aside from your products?
I'm going to look for things that catch my eye. I'm going to look for a unique product experiences through products at this market, which I know I will get from them.
And are you both in markets for gifts for loved ones at this time of year?
Yeah, I'm always looking for gifts. It's better than gift cards, I tell you that.
Right.
The thing about this is that you're looking to, you know, shift the landscape of Milwaukee and of the Midwest, Tariq, right? You're looking for kind of like a new approach to showcasing entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just like she's from Detroit. I'm originally from Atlanta. And you go to Atlanta, it's a different environment for black businesses. And I want to create that same energy and vibe, but with the Milwaukee state of mind, right? Milwaukee is a 40% black city. And wherever I go, people don't even realize that, don't even know that, you know? And I want to use Hyphen, not only for the businesses, but for the artists, for the creators, to know, not just in Milwaukee, but outside of Milwaukee, you know, there's some amazing black talent, amazing black businesses, amazing black art in this city, and it deserves to be put a spotlight on.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. Is this your first year, Givenchy?
This is my first year at the Blackity Black Market, and so I'm really excited to meet everybody, to make connections, and to kind of, like you said, amplify what Hyphen has going on for us.
There's something that feels good about not only supporting local, but also supporting black businesses when you know the environment has been like it's been.
It's challenging, you know, and there's some great products. Like, There's a New Orleans. I guess he's from New Orleans. There's a po' boy shop on Burleigh and MLK, and I drive by and I'm like, call who that po' boy? I didn't know. There was no blog about there. There was no press release about that. And then I saw them. I tried. I'm like, wow, this is great. Like, but then, you know,
more people need to know about it. Like, you know, otherwise, it's not going to stay there for a very long time.
So another thing that Hyphen's doing, we have a, thanks to our underwriting director, who also has market experience, we just recently launched at our anti-gala, the Black Small Business Initiative. So basically, it will provide $100,000 worth of resources, including advertising on not only Hyphen, but Radio Milwaukee platform for selected up to 5 businesses. So there's an application program going on right now where you not only get that, but one-on-one resources, one-on-one counseling on marketing, not just on radio, but just to help that business out to grow and reach new audiences. So that's happening now. So we're really trying to, you know, fill a gap, you know, using our platform, our media platform, to help get the word out for these businesses.
And, you know, we've got things like MKE Black with the app, and you can find black businesses there. But what's your message to, like, the consumer out there, or, like, just the person living in Milwaukee who's, like, you know, maybe they're a little bit of a procrastinator about their holiday gifts, but they want to, you know, this could be a really good experience for them.
I mean, one, you get to, you know, come out and enjoy some great music and vibes, but also you get to support some businesses that you might never heard of. You might be surprised and like, wow, I didn't even know this existed. Mm-hmm. Right. That is the best feeling in the world. You're like, to find this little secret thing and like, oh my God, I didn't know this existed. Like, I think that's the thing I would say. You know, we're Milwaukee is very proud to be local, right? This is an opportunity to really resonate that for a community that definitely, you know, needs the support.
Yes.
Javonche, did you want to add something to the message to who has ever, maybe they've never seen Ghetto Mantras or, you know, just all the cool stuff that they can find at the market?
I mean, for someone who's never seen Ghetto Mantras, I would just say, you know, you'll be interested to find, not only through the product experience, but the community of women that we have built online, interested to find a soft place to land with us. So come find a soft place to land at the Blackity Black Holiday Market.
All right. Thank you so much, Tariq and Javonche.
Thank you.
Thank you for talking to us.
Thank you.
That was Tariq Moody, Creative Director of Hyphen, Milwaukee's digital-first black music and culture platform, and Javonche Hudnall-Vogel of Ghetto Mantras, a black woman-run wellness brand. They each spoke with WUWM's Mayan Silver. Hyphen's Blackity Black Holiday Market is happening at the Turner Hall Ballroom this Saturday.
You can find more interviews like this one by visiting wuwm.com/lakeeffect. And while you're there, subscribe to the Lake Effect Spotlight podcast.